How many different countries do you think you've been to?
Once I made a count of how many countries I'd hitchhiked through, and it came to 28. So if you add on a few more for those where I haven't hitched, I imagine it comes to about 40 by now.
About 40. And are there any of these that you feel you really would like to go back to?
Two that I could actually live in, I think. One would be the west coast of Canada, because I think that had everything to offer. It was rich culturally, it was very bright, it had a very pleasant climate, slightly improved on Britain. It had the Rocky Mountains behind, loads of coastline, a lot going on both day and night, a large university, and it was just near America if you felt like crossing the border. The other place I liked, but more for a holiday, was Sardinia, which I found was one of the quietest, most unspoilt parts of Europe that I've seen.
What is it about travelling that makes you want to keep doing it?
I think it's the one time when I feel completely alive every minute of the day. I also feel I have a tremendous amount of experience to bring back every time I've travelled. There's so much to share with other people. I feel I've got sort of 200% me to give once I come back. But when I'm actually doing it, you're free from all the bounds of routine. You're free from the assumptions people make about you. You're free from the inhibitions that cause you not to fully be yourself and enjoy yourself because of what people might think and so on.
But it can also be a little bit dangerous at times too, can't it?
It can certainly be dangerous if you're doing it alone. I avoid travelling alone wherever I can. I mostly go with people I know very well, and this is part of the travel, discovering the person you're travelling with and discovering the differences in taste and the similarities in taste. But the most dangerous situation I found myself in was nearly being knifed here in Devon, in Ilfracombe. But apart from that, I was on a train in Hungary where there was a murder in the loo, and we were kept for 10 hours while they investigated why somebody had been stabbed in the loo. I've also slept voluntarily in a prison in Norway and another prison in Germany, and in one of them we were locked in and heard the other prisoners shouting and banging on the doors, and that felt quite frightening. I managed to get right into the centre of the Middle East war through no choice of my own, and they wouldn't let us out on the plane, and we were caught throughout the whole war in the country and couldn't get around at all. That felt as if you were living on a knife edge. We were lying there contemplating quite coolly whether, if there was an air raid, we should actually go into the shelter or allow ourselves to be killed on the spot. And there are certainly risks, and I think more so when you do travel alone, so I try and avoid it. Mm-hmm.